With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. The modernized rules on the Endangered Species Act are officially reinstated after an appeals court decision. We'll have details on that story, but first a word from our sponsor.
No one knows the ins and outs of your operation like you. That's why every decision you make is about what's best for your crops. But your first decision goes beyond the seed. And when you grow Allegiant Seed, you get a partner that raises every crop with you, from planting to planting to harvest. With decisions backed by data and CHS agronomists who know your operation almost as well as you, you can grow more ways than one. Allegiant Seed by CHS. For farmers, by farmers.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that a district court improperly vacated 2019 revisions of the Endangered Species Act. The appeals court says the lower court erred by reversing the regulations without considering whether they were lawful. Travis Cushman, Deputy General Counsel for Litigation and Public Policy with the American Farm Bureau Federation, talks about the decision.
There was a challenge against a modernized regulation that AFBF had helped to get through. It was challenged, and a lower court recently vacated it. AFBF appealed, and we just want the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit agreed with us that the lower court incorrectly vacated the decision.
He talks about how important this decision is for U.S. farmers and ranchers.
There's two reasons. One, it reinstates an important and modernized Endangered Species Act that we think is much, much better to protect endangered species, but also to ensure that farmers and ranchers are able to do their work. Second, it creates much, much better precedent that forces federal courts to actually do the job of looking at the law before they decide to get rid of it. This is a problem that we've faced many times where groups decide they don't like the rules that we get done, go to certain courts and get the rules kicked out without the court ever actually looking at the rule and saying, is this rule lawful or not?
However, Cushman says the process isn't over yet.
There's going to be two options. The court can either now send this back to the agencies to work on, which we think is the appropriate action, or alternatively, the court might try to fix the problem it done in the first place by looking at the rule itself. Hopefully, the court will do the right thing and keep the rule in place for the time being.
With a look at your top ag news headlines from across the region, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.